him. Him that cometh to me. Him. Doesn't say rich him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't say smart him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't say reverend him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't say intellectual him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't say perfect him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It doesn't say good him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It says him. I'm going to give you a little added light on that in a few minutes. But him, that means you, him that cometh to me, poor him, and wretched him, and sinful him, and needy him, and ugly him, and undeserving him that cometh to me. I doesn't say him that that is baptized. Says him that cometh to me, out of no wise cast out. Doesn't say him that lives a good life, I'll no wise cast out. It says him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't say him who's baptized, will I in no wise cast out. It says him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Doesn't say him that joins the church or him that takes communion, I will in no wise cast out. No, it says him that cometh to me. In those words, cometh to me, you'll find the entire story of salvation. That's it. Cometh to me. Then he says, in no wise cast out. Oh my, in no wise cast out. For no reason will I cast you out. John 6:37. I love it. John 6:37. Read it. John 6:37. Memorize it. John 6:37. Treasure it. John 6:37. Claim it. John 6:37. Cling to it. Believe it for salvation. Claim it in doubt. Lean on it in distress. Cling to it for life. Trust in it in death. Make it your own. John 6:37. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Say it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Say it again. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Make it your own. Carve it as a lover's initials on a tree. Doodle it on scratch pads. Mutter it in your sleep. Sing it like a chorus. Repeat it like a refrain. John 6:37. Say it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Say it again. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All of Shakespeare put together does not give the marvels of that one little line. All of Chaucer, and all of Longfellow, and all of Edgar Allan Poe, and all of the authors in English literature and American literature, and all the philosophers of ancient Greece added together, cannot give the depth nor height nor breadth of that one statement. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Wipe your tears. It will wipe your tears in sorrow. It will dispel your fears in doubt. It will increase the joy of your mourning. It will scatter your gloom at nighttime. It will offer companionship for you in solitude. It will be your comrade as you travel. It will illumine your path in darkness and make your bed in sickness and smooth your pillow in death. John 6:37. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. This is one of those verses that, just to say it, is a sermon. Just to say it. And just take it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It outlines itself. It falls into perfect outline. This is the kind of scripture, just to read it and say it over and over again, is sufficient. You've heard me tell about when I first came to the church. I was preaching one day on 1 John 5:12, and I couldn't think of a single thing to say. I forgot my sermon. I went blank, which is no real problem for me. The distance between me and insanity is a very brief one, and a short one. And so I blacked out. And I couldn't think of what I was saying that morning. And so I decided just to stay on 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life. And so I stepped back and I said, he that hath the Son hath life. And I still couldn't think of anything to say. So I said, he that hath the Son hath life. And I still drew a dud. So I stepped back again. And I said, he that hath the Son hath life. And I stepped back again. And I said, he that hath the Son hath life. And I still was a blank, as I am now and almost always am. And I stepped back and he that hath the Son hath life. And I stepped back again. He that hath the Son hath life. And I still couldn't think of a sermon. And I stepped back and said, he that hath the Son hath life. I just emphasized a different word. Becky was 7 years old back in those days, our oldest child. Got home from church that morning, and Becky looked up and said, "Daddy, the record got stuck this morning, didn't it?" And I said, "Yes, Puddin', the record did get stuck. But isn't it a wonderful place to get the record stuck on? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. You can stick your record on this. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Now, I want you to look at that verse. Him. Now, I tell you what that word him means. It means any him. That's exactly what it means. Any him. Any him that cometh to me. That means you poor ladies are lost in darkness. No way for you at all. It just says him that cometh to me. And, of course, it doesn't mean just the masculine gender. It also means the worst sinners, too. And so, but I like it. It says, any him. Oh, that adds an awful lot to it. Any him that cometh to me, I would in no wise cast out. Did you hear that? Any him. That means a drunkard him that cometh to me, I would in no wise cast out, said Jesus. That means a deaf him that comes to Jesus, he will no wise cast out. That means a poor him that comes to Jesus, he will no wise cast out. That means a rescue mission him that comes to Jesus, he will in no wise cast out. That means a bus him that comes to Jesus, he will no wise cast out. That means a kid him that comes to Jesus. I'm not talking about goats now. He will in no wise cast out. That means a ghetto him that comes to Jesus, he will no wise cast out. That means a little him. They'll come to Jesus. He'll no wise cast out. That means an illiterate him that comes to Jesus. He will no wise cast out. That means a forgotten him that comes to Jesus. He will no wise cast out. That means a blind him that comes to Jesus. He'll no wise cast out. That means a sailor him that comes to Jesus. He'll no wise cast out. That means a businessman him that comes to Jesus. He'll no wise cast out. That means an educated him and an uneducated him and a rich him and a poor him and a big him and a little him and an important him and an unimportant him and a powerful him and a weak him. Him that cometh to me, any him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It is said that John Bunyan felt in his early years that he was a blot on the universe. If there ever was a man, this is the one who gave us Pilgrim's Progress. This is the John Bunyan who languished for 12 or 13 years in the Bedford prison. John Bunyan, in his early years, felt an inferiority complex that few men have felt. He felt that he was the worst of men, the chief of sinners, and the most wretched of all. John Bunyan once wrote, he said, "I envy the toads in the grass beside the road. He said, I envy the crows that caw in the plowed lands. He said, they could not know the misery that I know." John Bunyan said, "The sun did grudge to give me light. He said, stones in the street and the tile on the houses combined together to banish me out of this world." John Bunyan said, "I was abhorred by them and unfit to dwell among them." He said at one time, "How happy are all other creatures over me." John Bunyan said, he envied the fish that would swim in the water, and the bird that would soar through the sky, and the beast that would roam the field, and the insect that crawled on the floor, and the toad that was in the grass. He said, "I envy the crow in the field." He was the least of all. And then finally, he kept repeating, "I was gone and lost. I was gone and lost. I was gone and lost. I was gone and lost, gone and lost, gone and lost, gone and lost." And then he said, the scripture did most sweetly visit my soul. And then he started shouting, "Any him, any him, any him that cometh unto me." And he shouted, "That cometh unto me, that cometh unto me, that cometh unto me." And then he shouted, "Any him that cometh unto me, any him that cometh unto me, any him that cometh unto me." And all of a sudden, faith began to rise in John Wesley's soul as he shouted, "Him, him, him." It's not an it. It's not a church. It's not a communion. It's not a baptistry. It's a him. It's Jesus Christ. Any him. And he shouted, "I in no wise cast out." And he looked to his wife and he shook her. And he said, "Honey, in no wise cast out." He said, "Then no wise cast out." He said, "Honey, any him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, in no wise cast out, in no wise cast out." And then he shouted, "Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps." And then he shouted, in no wise, in no wise, in no wise. And then he shouted, I know, I know, I know. You know why I know I'm saved today? Because I have God's Word. Any him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But you say, preacher, I trusted Jesus, but don't feel any different. Bible doesn't say any him that feels different, I'll in no wise cast out. It says, any him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. That tells, shout it from the housetops and tell it on the street corners. We've heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the news to every land and tell the world that Jesus, not the church and not the denomination and not the communion table of baptistry pool, it's a him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, listen to this. Him that cometh to me. Now check that word, the word cometh there. May I tell you what it means? It means come, him that cometh to me. In the New Testament, it's also translated go. Him that goeth to me, out of no wise cast out. It's also in some places translated fall. Him that falleth to me, out of no wise cast out. And one place it's called pass. Him that passes to me or is passed to me, out of no wise cast out. In one place it's called resort. He that resorts in me, a last resort to me, out of no wise cast out. In one place it's called a come, go, pass, resort. What does it mean? I love this. It means any way you can get to me and I won't cast you out. Anyway, if you can run to Jesus, he won't cast you out. If you can walk to Jesus, he won't cast you out. If you can crawl to Jesus, he won't cast you out. If you can stumble to Jesus, he won't cast you out. If you can pass or be passed or carried to Jesus, he won't cast you out. If you even fall to Jesus, he will not. You just get to him. That's all you got to do is get to him. Oh, would God this heathen world could understand that. Would God this world that is blinded by human works and human endeavor could understand what the grace of God is all about. I mean the grace of God that says, come ye sinners, poor and needy. The grace of God that says, whosoever heareth, shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. The Bible says, whosoever, any him that cometh to Jesus. Now I want you to notice, it doesn't say, it mentions no stops on the way to Jesus. You haven't got to come through the church, haven't got to come through baptism, haven't even got to come through the Pope. He's in the hospital anyway, you couldn't get to him. And you haven't got to come through the Virgin Mary or a Baptist preacher. Every once in a while somebody says, hey, you criticize the Pope again. Not criticizing the Pope anymore, criticizing me. I can't save you, he can't either. I can't absolve your sins, he can't either. There's only one, him that cometh to me. Doesn't mention anything to bring. Doesn't say, he that gets good and cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. Says, he that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. Doesn't mention any preparation. It just says, him that doesn't mention conditions on arrival or conditions for staying. Doesn't mention a single thing you have to do before you come. This morning, listen, if yesterday you married your 40th wife, and if you divorced her an hour later, because of unfaithfulness. And if you last night wallowed in the hog pen of alcoholism, and if you last night frequented every red light district in Chicago and went to every body house over here on this strip road, and if you last night drank enough liquor to sink a ship in, and if you this morning, all morning long, have been profaning the name of God and cursing all morning long, and if you have not told the truth since you were old enough to talk, and if you spent last night in a disco and went from there to across the house of prostitution, and from there to a tavern, and from there to a body house, and from there to an adult movie, and from there to an adult bookstore, if you did all of that, you this morning can rise from your seat and walk down this aisle after a while and come to Jesus. And the Bible says he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, listen to it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Memorize it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doodle it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Hug it to your breast. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Love it and lean upon it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Are you here this morning unsaved? You can go to heaven by trusting that scripture right there. Are you here this morning doubting your salvation? You can have your doubts absolved by trusting that one scripture right there. Are you this morning lonely and forsaken? You can have comfort and strength by claiming that one scripture. John 6:37 said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Say it again. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There it is. Any him that runs to me, crawls to me, walks to me, falls to me, stumbles to me, any him that cometh to me. Oh, that's why Charlotte Elliott wrote, Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. God doesn't want you to clean up and then come. God wants you to come. He'll clean you up. God doesn't want you to reform your life and then come. God wants you to come. He'll reform your life. God doesn't want you to quit your sin and then come. God wants you to come and He'll help you to quit your sin. That's the answer. You've got to get to Jesus. Oh, listen, that's why I stand up here and say the Pope can't do it and the priest can't do it and the rabbi can't do it and the church can't do it and the Baptist can't do it and the sacraments can't do it and the Eucharist can't do it and the Baptist preacher can't do it and the Methodist pastor can't do it. Then good works can't do it, and Herbert W. Armstrong can't do it, and observing the Sabbath day can't do it, and getting baptized can't do it, and turning over a new leaf can't do it, and keeping the Ten Commandments can't do it, and joining the Hare Krishna can't do it, and following the Mormons can't do it. No! There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Him that cometh to me. Any him that cometh to me. Now, let's go a step further. Any him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In no wise. Those two little words, three words, in no wise, come from two Greek words. One means no, the other is a stronger word, no. Here's what it says. Any him that stumbles, crawls, falls, runs, walks, comes, to me, I will no. No. Oh, you said to the house, I'm afraid to lose my salvation. You can't. That's a no. I'm afraid to get saved and do something that will cause me to lose it. No, that's a no. That's what it said. Jesus said, I will no. Check it. One little word, O-U, one word, M-A, we'd say it, long A, O-U, and M-A. One word means a word no, and the other word means no, never, or no, I will, no. Oh, but you say, really? If I get saved, then I were to say a bad word the next day, would I lose my salvation? Well, that's a no. But you say, Brother Hiles, what if I've been drinking liquor? What if I took another drink? And the truth is, God would be, His Holy Spirit would indwell you, and there's something in there that would say you shouldn't drink, but if you were to stumble into sin, after you got saved, you're still God's child. I will no. I said no. If the Lord ever says, I want to kick you out of my family, I'm going to say, can't. That's a no. That's a no. That's a no. Can't do it. Any him that gets to me. Run, walk, crawl, anyway. Any him that gets to me. I will no. No. Cast him out. Now, here's something interesting also. The words cast out. In one place in the Bible, it's called throw. Now, hear me carefully. Another place, it's called send. Him that comes to me, I will no wise throw him out. I will in no wise send him out. One place, it's called lay, like you'd take something and lay it outside the door. I lay it out. I will no wise lay it out. One place, it's translated pour. I'll no wise pour him out. Him that comes to me, I will no wise pour him out. One place, it's called put. I will no wise put him out. Another place it said, leave. I'll no wise leave him out. Another place it's called take. I'll no wise take him out. One place the word is translated expel. I'll no wise expel him out. And one word, one place in the Bible, it's called allow. Him that cometh to Jesus. He said, I will in no wise allow him out. No way. When John Bunyan was aged, he had been clinging to this verse for a lifetime. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Any him that gets to me in any way, out of no wise, for any reason, cast him out, let him out, allow him out. You can't get out. Oh, you can't. The devil can't get you out, and friends can't get you out, and the demons of hell can't get you out, and the devil's angels can't get you out, and your own weakness can't get you out. But somebody said, Brother Hiles, if I became a sinner again, would I still be saved? Yeah, you didn't get saved by quitting being a sinner. You got saved by getting to Jesus. I remember that day. Old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. preached here years ago. He was senile. he actually shouldn't have been preaching. But he was senile. And he stood over here in the old auditorium, the one that burned. He stood up and he started off the sermon. He said, He said, did it ever tell you about the time when I was 13 years old, old country preacher stood up and told about four men that brought a fellow on a bed and couldn't get him to Jesus because he's in the house. And they took the roof off and laid him down to the roof, and the fellow got to Jesus and everything got fixed. And old Dr. Bob began to cry, and he said, I figured a 13-year-old country boy, if I could get to Jesus, he'd fix me too. So he preached about 5 minutes longer. He said, hey, did they ever tell you about the time? Well, about when I heard an old preacher preach down south, and he told about these four men that had this fella that's crippled and put him on a bed and brought him to Jesus, but he couldn't get to Jesus because to the crowd. So they took the roof off the house, made him down to the roof, and said he got to Jesus, and he got fixed, and I figured if he'd get to Jesus and get fixed, I could too. And he preached about 5 minutes longer. Hey, hey! He said, did they ever tell you about the time when four men got this crippled fella and took him to Jesus but on a bed, but he couldn't get him in because of the crowd, and they took the roof off the house and let Jesus down. He got them down to Jesus, and he got to Jesus and got fixed. And he preached about a few minutes longer. Hey, he said, did they ever tell you about the time? And the old man 9 times in one sermon told the same story. And folks were snickering and laughing in the audience because he had forgotten what he was going to say. And he was senile, and his mind was coming and going, and hardened to the arteries, I guess, that caused his mind to come and go. And folks were snickering. I wasn't snickering. I was sitting up on the platform, wanted to shout, glory to God, praise the Lord. The old man's forgotten how old he is, but he hadn't forgotten that you get to heaven but get to Jesus. The old man, he'd forgotten his house address. They said he couldn't even find his place sometimes. Looked for his house, couldn't find his house. You don't need to find your house, as long as you can find your way to Jesus. That's what you got to do. Old man, you have to know your name. As long as you can get to Jesus, he'll figure out what your name is. He probably got to know where it is already. And he knows your name. And the old man kept on preaching, and he stopped every once in a while. Did I ever tell you about the time when I heard an old, a 13-year-old boy, heard an old country preacher talk about four men, took a man to Jesus, and they couldn't get him there, so let him down through the roof and got him to Jesus. He got fixed. And by the way, you get to Jesus, you'll get fixed. Oh, but you say, Brother Hiles, I'm lonely. Jesus will fix that. But you say, Brother Hiles, I'm sad. Jesus will fix that. But you say, Brother Hiles, I've got burdens. Jesus will fix that. But you say, Brother Hiles, I'm walking under the guilt of sin, the burden of sin. Get to Jesus. That you need. Get to Jesus. Him that cometh to me. That's the answer. And by the way, that's the answer for the old world's needs. That'll solve the problems in America. That'll take care of the White House problems. That'll take care of the Congress problems. That'll take care of the welfare problems. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John Bunyan was an old man and had spent years in the Bedford jail sharing a little old cot with the rats that would crawl on the floor. One day a little girl came to John Bunyan and said, She said, they told me that if you'll promise not to preach on the streets anymore, they'll let you out of jail. And John Bunyan said, if I get out of jail today, I'll preach on the streets tomorrow. She said, won't you? They said, listen, they just told me, all you got to do is promise not to preach on the streets anymore. You can get out of jail. And John Bunyan looked at her and said, if I get out of jail today, I'll preach on the streets tomorrow. And this little girl looked at John Bunyan and she said, Daddy, please come home. Daddy, they said you could get out of jail if you just promised not to preach on the streets anymore. Please come home. John Bunyan looked through the bars of that prison at his own little precious daughter and he said to her, if I get out of jail today, I'll preach on the streets tomorrow. John Bunyan finally won his case and got out of jail. He was up in years. And in his church, there was a father who had trouble with his son. And he had disowned his own son and threatened to do so. In a storm, John Bunyan leaves and gets on his horse and rides through a storm to see this young man and his father and do what he can to get them reconciled. He's up in years now. He comes back home and he travels from Bedford to Reading. And then coming back to Bedford, he comes through London and he's overtaken by a terrible storm. And he soon chills come to his body. And a high fever comes. And John Bunyan, in 10 days, was dead. They came to the old man's bedside. And as he died, they could hear him say, "Any hymn. Any hymn. Any hymn." And they listened carefully, and the old man said, "Jesus, I come to Thee. I come to Thee. I come to Thee. I come to Thee." And then he said in a whisper, "In no wise. In no wise. In no wise." Cast out. And these words opened the gates of glory and welcomed John Bunyan to the celestial city. And they'll do the same for you. Hear it. Any hymn. Any hymn. Any hymn that cometh, runneth, walketh to me. If this morning you've already come to Him, clap your hands and jump up and down and say, "Glory to God. Not of works that I have done, but by His mercy hath He saved me by the washing of regeneration. Not of good that I have done, simply to Thy cross I cling." Any hymn. Any hymn, any hymn, any busted hymn, any poor hymn, any deaf hymn, any lonely hymn. By the way, any saved hymn can come to Jesus this morning for comfort and strength and help. He'll in no wise cast you out. And He will in no wise, for no reason under the sun. But you say, "Preacher, you don't know what I did after I got saved." I know what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Or you say, "You're preaching it for the house. You can get saved and go out and be a sinner and still go to heaven." You better hope that's the truth. Because you're going to go out and be a sinner. Every stinking one of you, and those that smell good, you're going to go out and be a sinner today. And I am too. I don't want to, but I will. No. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the Lord I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it for Thy courts above. Hear it. Rest on it. Hide in it. Lean on it. Cling to it. Him. Any Him. That cometh by any way to me. I will in no wise, for no reason, for any purpose, let Him go or cast Him out. Father, thank You for this amazing truth. For this great text, the one that gave John Bunyan to the world, but the one that gave us to Jesus. And I pray this morning that some dear person, trusting his own good works, or trusting his own baptism, or trusting some Holy Eucharist so-called, or some sacrament, or some water, or some grape juice, or some preacher, who's fleshly like he is, I pray today, oh God, today he'll realize the hope for heaven is to get to Jesus.